One day, about a week before Christmas, a great storm came up. The sky grew dark. The wind blew a howling gale. It made a whining noise. Windows rattled. Shutters came off their hinges. Old newspapers and candy wrappers were picked up by the wind and scattered like confetti. Many of the creatures in the zoo became restless and uneasy. Over in the elephant house, the elephants trumpeted in alarm. Lions roared and paced back and forth. The great black cockatoo screamed. Keepers rushed here and there, shutting doors and windows and making everything secure against the awful force of the gale. The waters of Bird Lake were ruffled by the strong, mighty wind, and for a while the lake looked like a small ocean. Many of the water birds sought protection on the island. Louis rode out the gale on the lake in the lee of the island. He faced the wind and kept paddling with his feet, his eyes bright with wonder at the strength of the blast. Suddenly he saw an object in the sky. It was coming down out of the clouds. At first he couldn't make out what it was. Maybe it's a flying saucer, he thought. Then he realized that it was a large white bird struggling desperately to come in against the wind. Its wings were beating rapidly. In a moment it splashed down and flopped ashore, where it lay sprawled out, almost as if it were dead. Louis stared and stared and stared. Then he looked again. It looks like a swan, he thought. It was a swan. It looks like a trumpeter swan, he thought. It was a trumpeter swan. My goodness, said Louis to himself, it looks like Serena. It is Serena. She's here at last. My prayers have been answered.